New Orleans is a city full of finger food. You tear apart crustaceans with your bare hands and tackle king cake like a New Yorker would a slice of pizza. And so I found it strange. In a place where it's no crime to leave your fork at home and fried chicken is queen of the barnyard, why doesn't anybody ever talk about chicken wings? To find out, I gathered a team of poultry enthusiasts, and together we set out on a tour to find the perfect New Orleans wingery. We started the tour at Bayou Hot Wings, up by Tulane on Claiborne. Co-founder Kyle Makepeace says he started the place as a joke. He and his buddy were disappointed that the best wings in town came as a side with their pizza delivery, and they thought they could do it better.
People are starting to find out about us.
The result? A bunch of heavily breaded, delicately fried wings with an array of gourmet sauces to choose from.
There are a lot more choices in wings than I ever dreamed of. Dry or hot, this place had 17 different flavors.
I liked the Thai chili. I thought that was definitely unique.
I really like that blue cheese sauce because it's herbal, and I like the crystal.
In true New Orleans fashion, Bayou Hot Wings has taken a culinary classic and jazzed it up to make it one of a kind. But what about that classic hot wing, smothered in sauce with varying degrees of spice?
Let me get a 10-piece honey mustard with a Cajun ranch fry. Yeah, and give me a large ghetto punch. Large ghetto punch.
Hey, can I ask you something? Do you pronounce it snack or shack?
Wing snack.
Snack. You're really wing snack. You're not wing shack. Because everybody calls it wing shack.
Yeah.
But it's wing snack. Uh-huh. Okay, thanks.
Out of said shack underneath the Claiborne overpass, we found our hot wings, tried the honey mustard on recommendation, and washed it all down with something called ghetto punch, which is a lot like
what you get in the grocery store, Kool-Aid kind of thing with a lot of sort of sugar. So if you're feeling low and you need a pickup, ghetto punch will do it.
Gnawing these wings to the bone beneath the I-10 may have felt like a quintessentially New Orleans experience. But it's important to note that this is just the Big Easy version of a flavor that hails from way up north. Legend has it that the buffalo wing was born sometime in the 1960s at a place called the Anchor Bar in, you guessed it, Buffalo, New York. By most accounts, the original purveyor was bar owner Teresa Bellissimo. Some say the wings came by mistake, instead of an order of necks and other parts that Bellissimo would have used to make stock for her famous stew. Others say that during a time when most Catholics restricted themselves to fish and veggies on Fridays, Bellissimo would serve the wings up for free as the clock struck midnight on Saturdays. She threw some celery and blue cheese on the side and kept the customers coming back. It seemed to me like no matter how you pronounce it, wing snack was the closest thing we were going to find in town to Teresa Bellissimo.
On your chin a little.
But on the other hand, we were just getting started.
Am I good now?
Yes, you're good.
We stop by Manchu Fried Chicken, where the wings are spicy and served in heaping party trays. From there, we head up McCarty's Chicken and Fixins on Broad Street.
It's the real New Orleans fried chicken. It's flour and a lot of pepper, and it's all dredged in there, and then it's a thin, thin batter. You know, that's a problem people have with fried chicken is it's all batter and no chicken, and this is all chicken and no batter.
This analysis made me realize the obvious. What hot wings are to Buffalo, fried wings are to New Orleans. For the goopy hot wings that you could find up north, Wing Snack, or Wow Wingery, the national chain started in Covington, are your spots. But for a local take on this barroom staple, one must look no further than the go-to fried chicken joints.
Y'all told me that there were wings in New Orleans, and I didn't believe it.
It's little secret hideouts of wings.
In the weeks following the wing tour, wings were everywhere I went. It was like when you meet a new person in New Orleans, and from that moment on, you run into them everywhere you go. Each late-night barroom, corner gas station, and seafood place seemed to boast wings as an option. Finn McCool's Irish Pub drenches theirs in buku sauce. Brothers Food Mart broadcasts them in bulk on a banner where Claiborne meets Elysian Fields. Even fast food drive-thru sells them all night long. It seems to me that what we have on our hands is not a shortage of wings, but a shortage of recognition. Whether replicating with local flair Buffalo's claim to fame, or frying them the way this place knows best, New Orleans loves chicken wings, whether they're on the menu or not. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.
We eat chicken wings, don't mess with my plate. Chicken wings for my girl on the first date. 24/7, we eating greasy. 365 all day, all easy. We eating chicken wings, don't mess with my plate. Chicken wings for my girl on the first date. 24/7. We eat greasy. 365 all day. Oh, Yeezy. Cristo. Cristo. We eat chicken wings. Don't mess with my plate. Chicken wings for my girl on the first date. 24/7. We eating greasy. 365 all day. Oh, Yeezy. We eating chicken wings. Don't mess with my plate. Chicken wings for my girl on the first date. 24/7. We eat greasy. 365 all day. Oh, Yeezy. Cristo.